When I got to prison, I'll be honest, I finally felt safe for the first time. And so, you know, at 19, I finally, going to prison felt safe for me. I remember I wanted to go home, of course. You know, you don't want to be there. But at the same time, I felt like I could finally breathe fresh air in that moment, that first moment that they took them cuffs off and I walked through. I just felt like, for the first time, I was free. I realized later, as I'm doing time, that I wasn't free. But in that moment, I just remember thinking I'm safe. Yeah. And, well, in my first 10 years in prison, I was still a teenager. I was still mad. I was still, and in prison, well, that's a whole world in its own. You know, you throw a teenager in a world like that, the people raising you are not the people you'd probably want raising your children. But looking back, there's a lot of good people in prison. And I got lucky and I got in with some of the good people. But of course, I had my run-ins for the first 10 years, about 27, 28. I had already started taking some classes. I did a one-year substance abuse program class. But then I signed up for ICBC and a woman came in and her husband had been murdered. And it was the first time that I had heard from a different perspective than my own or my family's. And that woman, when I seen the pain in her eyes and what she'd been through, I knew I had done that to somebody. It didn't matter about how he treated me or what he'd done. It mattered that a mother had lost her son, a brother had lost his brother. And in that moment, it changed me in prison. That victim that came and spoke to us. That is when I decided that I had to change and be a better person. Even if I was going to spend the rest of my life in prison, I was going to be the best person I could possibly be. And she hugged every one of us and was like, you know, we all told her, you know, we're sorry, especially ones of us sitting there for murder. If she never got sorry from her perpetrator, we were sorry. And I remember she hugged every one of us and said, you can be redeemed. There's still life for you. And her saying that to me was like, wow, here's a woman that's just like my mother-in-law or my father-in-law, and she was able to forgive. And after that, I became a facilitator. I started teaching the class. And I thought, well, if I can't go home, maybe I can help other people not come here. Because I've seen so many people roll in, roll out, roll in, roll out. So I signed up for every class, domestic violence, breaking barriers. Just anything I could sign up and do, I would become and facilitate it. And then in 2010, I got in the dog program, which is called Puppies for Parole in Missouri. And it opened a side of me that hadn't been opened in years. The nurturing side, to care for something human and loving. And because in prison, you meet really good people. There are good people there. But there's also the games. And you have to learn the game to survive. And the dogs, it wasn't no game. It was just pure love. They didn't care if you were there for murder, if you was there for writing checks. They didn't care what your past was, if you'd been abused or abused others. They just loved you. And so if for the first time I could feel this unconditional love from something that breathed, that was life-changing for me in prison as well.